Okay. Next slide. So I'm not going to go and draw the details, but I think most of you know that there was a buff at the last IETF, and also we had some discussions in the Aalto working group sessions on, you know, useful extensions, enhancements for the Aalto protocol. So there's a draft. If you're not familiar with this, maybe have a look at it. And several useful extensions are on the table. One is the incremental update, so we just had the presentation. Another one is about server-initiated notifications, and this is what this presentation and draft is about. And there is also on the table Aalto information extensions, just for completeness, we listed it here. And there are several use cases that would benefit from such enhancements. I will not go into examples and details. If you're not familiar with this, check the draft Morocco Aalto Next or the slides that we presented at the BOF last time. Next slide. So yeah, it's actually very simple. So this draft proposes to use WebSockets for server-initiated Aalto information update notifications. We think this is a good approach, and so I will highlight the benefits of this approach, give a short example how it will look like. This is just still on a very high level, so what we want to do is we want to start a discussion in the working group and maybe discuss the design trade-offs. What is the advantage of WebSockets? There are, of course, other protocols on the table. I have that on the last slide. So, next slide. So we are fully aware that WebSockets is only one option. There are others. People have been just recently also talked on the mailing list. Do you want to mention the others?
No. You want to check? Impressive message was coming.
Say again?
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Yeah, anyway, so we actually on the mailing list, there was recently some discussions also proposing XMPP, and of course, there can be other solutions. Some advantages of WebSockets, not necessarily compared to the other approaches, but in general. So WebSockets was basically designed to provide bidirectionally to HTTP, and HTTP is the transport protocol that Aalto is based on. So it seems like a natural candidate. You can simply identify the related Aalto resources in the WebSocket URI. You will see that in the example that I will show. So you have an easy advertisement of such a WebSocket URI, the Aalto IRE. You can unambiguously define resources through the MIME type, and you can reduce HTTP authentication, just some advantages. Next slide. So a very high, this is just a strong and very high level example how it could look like. We are not proposing exactly this. It's just to give people an idea how it will look like. On top, you have a URI, which is a regular Aalto network map, and then you could have an update where, you know, you could have a WebSockets URL for the update for a specific network map, and the same would apply to cost map. So basically, how it works is the IRD contains the WebSocket URI associated to a specific resource. That's basically, so you can see it's in the same, you know, parentheses. And basically, the Aalto server can provide for any network map, for any network map and cost map, the corresponding update notification services just in the IRD. Of course, very strongman. Next slide. So basically, as I said, we want to start a discussion in the working group and on the mailing list. If people agree on this approach, and what is the, you know, we don't have strong opinions about WebSockets. We think it makes sense, but if people convince us, you know, the use cases we are envisioning mandate maybe that another solution is better, let's have this discussion, and we are open for that. So one discussion we already had on the mailing list is that WebSockets implies to keep a connection alive to the server. So the natural question to ask is that the natural design trade-off is, will you have very infrequent updates? Then maybe this is not a good approach. Or will you have frequent updates? So, you know, I can imagine both use cases, and we had the discussion on the mailing list. It really depends on what Aalto is being used for, so maybe the working group can comment on this. So it really depends, yeah, like it says there, what is the main use case we are targeting with update notifications, right? The other thing that's maybe an optimization of this, and also I think there was discussions on the mailing list on this, you could imagine having only one WebSockets connection for all the update notifications. That will look slightly different than the example we gave, but you can work this out. On the pro side, you would have then less connections to the Alto server. On the cons, you would need some additional mechanism, like a subscription type of thing, to sort this out, that you have several updates over several server-initiated notifications over one connection. That's it. So comments, please. Questions, feedback.
Interesting approach, especially if related to the previous presentation about incremental updates. I think you need this before thinking about incremental updates.
Of course, it's very related, and it's actually mentioned also in the draft. Yes.
Yep.
So, but you think WebSockets, you support it, or Stefano? Was that support also for a I heard support for notifications, but specifically WebSockets, you think it makes sense?
No, my comment was just on the functionality,
okay,
not the solution itself.
Okay, yeah.
So with regard to the notification and to subscription, there is already Netconf which provides that.
Say again?
There is already one protocol named Netconf which already provides that.
Yeah, but
and the proposal to transport Netconf over WebSocket too. So it's just saying that this already exists, and ANSA already works to do the same on WebSocket. So do we need to duplicate the work? If you go back in your slide, you speak about SNMP and so on. You can add Netconf in the list of the other protocol.
Of other potential options.
I think.
Okay.
Is it just us?
Yeah, sure. I think the advantage of why we suggest WebSockets is basically that it's bidirectionality for HTTP, which is...
This is why I speak about Netconf, because they are working on the implementation of Netconf over WebSocket too. And Netconf already specify the subscription for notification. You just have to look to the working group.
Okay, I would have to look at it, but that's an update for then something specific and not for Alto, right? So like we showed in the example, you would need to have a specific WebSock URI for the Alto update.
Well, I'm not involved in this working group, but just explaining that the work is already specified there. So,
okay.
If you are going to use WebSocket, you can use a sub protocol to receive the notification at the Netconf young format. It's already done,
okay.
And you can embed your update in that.
Enrico, we can have a look at it and...
Can you send a pointer to the list to the
point.
Specific... Is it a draft, I guess? Yes.
I don't think it's a draft. It's already RFC. Regarding all the work on the subscription and notification is already in RFC. It's just the work on the usage of another protocol named WebSocket that is currently being studied.
So, Michael Scharf, just a quick comment on the relationship to the incremental updates. So, incremental updates can be also applied in a pure pull model, and then they are independent. So, it makes a lot of sense to combine this, but incremental updates can be realized in a pure pull by model, and this is a push model.
I agree. Sure.
So, Richard Young, and I think using WebSocket makes a lot of sense. The reason is right now we do have something I'm involved, and we do have P2P clients. And they are actually P2P web browser-based clients. And that's called P2P streaming and using Flash, meaning they are really embedded in the browsers, which will be exactly the perfect setting where you want to communicate because they're embedded into browsers. And WebSocket is the way to get update from the server. So in the setting, I can see perfect little way we're going to use this one and into our client, and which right now I think we're seeing tens of millions of users per day already. And of course, the issue this moment is the auto data. Like, right now, our client actually is not really getting too dynamic information this moment, and mostly static information. So therefore, I don't see kind of a really very dynamic update information to be pushed from the server to the client. But I can anticipate that if eventually auto would start to provide more dynamic information, for example, even for the cost map, and we can talk about, for example, like multi-homing cost optimization and so on, you start to push this information out. And then because given our clients, they are really wide browser clients, and we have like tens of millions of them per day, and it'll be really useful. But then probably characterize the setting where if eventually we get used or not, and it would depend on if there'll be dynamic information pushed from the server or not.
Well, thanks for the comment. If I may say something, so personally, I'm also interested in the CDN use case. And maybe, Stefano, you also want to comment on that use case. But in that use case, I can see more dynamic updates, or I can see the necessity, you know, that you frequently want to update, depending, of course, again, on the concrete scenario you have.
But for the CDN, really, they are not clients. They are really not a web browser client. We presume they are servers. So if there are servers...
No, you have the Alto client that, you know...
Yeah, I mean, Alto client embedded, they are standalone, probably standalone Alto clients. Here, I think it really makes a lot of sense would be in the sense that Alto client is really embedded into a web browser.
Okay, that's your use case.
I mean, that's all my use case.
Yeah, I was just...
Yeah, not only. Not only.
Right, that's probably my what I want to
say. No, please go ahead. It's just to continue. Sorry to bring back the previous presentation. When I said that the idea of having a server-initiated updates is a good thing, is because incremental updates will only work well if you have a push model, not a pull model. That's clear. There is a set of technologies that do incremental updates for the last 30 years. It's called routing protocols, and clearly it's a push model. You will not get the whole benefit of incremental update with just a pull model. So this will allow you to go on a push model.
Okay.
Rich Cellini. One of the discussions on the list was the topic of who initiates the connection, whether it's the client server initiates the connection to the client or the client initiates the connection to the server and holds it open. I think that's some of the disagreement on, so I wanted to comment on that. I think it's a question of scale. So if we're talking about a scale with hundreds of millions of clients, the likelihood that you can actually make a connection to from a million clients or something, the likelihood that you can make a server can make a connection to every single one of them reliably is very low, I think, because you're going to have issues with NATs. A client can't always listen on a particular address that's going to be accessible to the server. So in that case, I think you're kind of bound to where you have a connection from the client that's open to the server and held open. If you have a smaller scale, like thousands of clients, for example, you probably don't care as much. You can just hold the connection open and keep it simple. So I think this kind of goes in the favor of have the connection open and keep it open from the client to the server.
But I think what the important thing you raise is the important issue is what we have on the last slide. Basically, we need to discuss what use cases are we targeting. And
right.
Maybe that's the discussion we also need to have more on the list because, you know, I think the trade-offs are becoming more and more clear. It's a question, you know, what are the actual use cases we target with notifications? And then we can make better choices on how we do it exactly.
Right. I think what I'm arguing is I don't really see a use case. I don't really see a case where a connection initiated by a server and to the client actually wins. I don't see a use case for that, but that's just me.
Okay. Ben.
Benjamin Jenkins. I wanted to respond to Stefano's comment. I think incremental updates are useful in a pull model as well. I think the difference is on the timeliness of updates required by a client. If you want really fast updates, then push might work better. If you want incremental updates because you want to save bandwidth and not have to process a whole Aldo network map, but you don't need those particularly fast after like the update has happened, then pull is an adequate method.
I think I tend to agree with you. I think it's a slightly different opinion is also that it not only depends on how frequent it is or the timeliness, but also how important it is for the client to have correct information. So in the CDN use case, for example, that's, I would assume it's very important, so push model wins. In the peer-to-peer use case, you know, it's maybe okay if the information is not completely, when there's new information, if it's not directly propagated to the client, you can live with that maybe, so a pull model can be reasonable in that sense to save bandwidth, right?
Yeah, I think even in CDN use cases, there are at least some subset of use cases where pull might be sufficient.
But okay. It depends.
So the goal of this work was really, the main goal was to start a discussion, and this is one option, the one that, Jan and I liked more, but that was just a personal opinion. We would really like to have more options discussed, presented and discussed, and we tried with ours in kind of a detailed way, proposing something concrete. If something is going, some discussion is started already on a list, and that's great. If you folks have your favorite protocol, and XMPP is one that, according to me, should have would be also a very good candidate. Well, our suggestion is to go ahead and.
Before I go there to talk about SDN, just one note. The point when it comes to XMPP is that, I was the one proposing, one of the first proposing XMPP. The problem with XMPP is that, looking at it, it would require probably to rethink the whole ALTO transfer protocol, because it would make sense to have the pool model, the equivalent to the pool model as well, based on XMPP, because otherwise you're making two connections, one for the push, the other one for the pull, and sounds a little bit weird, I'd say.
That's right. That's why we went for WebSockets. Yeah. Bidirectional channel, natural bidirectional channel in HTTP, you can, of course, reuse all the authorization and, timestamp mechanisms that HTTP already provides and are already defined for the base protocol.
Mm-hmm.
That's valid for WebSocket and not for XMPP, but probably XMPP, for sure XMPP has other advantages, and that should at least be being considered and discussed.
Yeah. Okay.
And so this is not only about WebSocket and XMPP. Yeah. If someone can propose something with NetConf, that would be certainly mm-hmm. welcome too.
Yeah. Something I do like very much about XMPP is that allows you. Well, it would allow as well for the some kind of outward channel as well. So at the end, you will end up maintaining something like a somehow collectively build map among everything. Sort of. It's like, the Google Wave that it was sadly disappeared some time ago. It was based on this concept. And it's something that I have always liked very much. But.
And we would really appreciate to see proposal about that.